Discovery's annual earnings have fallen by 12%, and that's as costs of its newly launched bank weigh. But it has also helped see new business premium income grow 13%, and the company says it has plans to scale back on new business spend moving forward. Looking at old business, Discovery Health is still managing double-digit profit growth, and Insure saw a doubling of profits, while Life has come under some pressure. Company CEO Adrian Gore joins us with greater perspective on those numbers and what it spells for the group's growth moving forward. Thanks so much, Adrian, for joining us in studio this evening. So you've reported a 12% drop in earnings and your share price down on the day on the back of that. But your share price has come under pressure over recent weeks. Some have attributed it to NHI and the processes that are underway there, while others have seen it as simply the straw that broke the camel's back, with a lot of concern around the RAND funding of your offshore businesses and ambitions, and then capital requirements that come with launching a new bank as well. Are these concerns warranted?
Listen, I think we are in a phase of considerable growth, and we're investing in really substantial startups. So the point you made earlier, we've invested 21% of operating earnings in a whole range of five key businesses, the bank being the most important. It is always difficult to build in complex times. We remain convinced that that's the time to build. The bank itself is a very big undertaking. I am very pleased with the process and the progress and the receptivity. So things are according to plan. I think the capital plan and the way we've set it out is very robust. I think we have to be realistic. We have to listen and learn to all of the narrative. But I think the group is feeling very good about what we're doing, why we're doing it, the progress of our core businesses. Our three emerging businesses have performed remarkably well. So there's the growth engine of the startups, and as they come through, is the way Discovery's done stuff. We have to build and we have to be clear about what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah. Having said that, these are capital commitments that are being made in a very tough economy, Adrian. So over and above spend on new ventures, Discovery Bank in particular, where are you feeling some of the pressure?
On the capital side, we've got a very disciplined capital plan, and in fact, it's very much intact. We brought our leverage ratio down from 28% down to 23%. We've increased our cash buffer up to $4 billion. So, in fact, de-risked the balance sheet while we're growing. So I don't believe we're coming under pressure now at all. I think quite the opposite. I think that I think the pressure is to make these startup businesses scale, and that's the focus now.
In terms of your old businesses, though, to what extent have you been maneuvering, can you, with rising costs in a bid to net more of a market share in what is a struggling environment to maintain spending amidst, you know, high unemployment rate on the one hand, rising living costs on the other? Because health, for one, yes, posting a 10% rise in profit, but new businesses growing only 1%.
Well, you know, if you look at the group itself, across the board, our lapse rate, in other words, the percentage of people leaving us, has been remarkably low. It's actually lower than in past periods. So, if anything, it is a very difficult environment. But the actual stickiness of the business, the products, the model of how people engage in vitality has been remarkably successful. So two things I would say to frame the year. One is the spending new initiatives according to plan. The other is a spike in the life claims that had an effect on the earnings. But other than that, I think we're feeling pretty good about how the organization has performed through a very difficult phase. And again, I think there's a lot of complexity in the environment, but we're pretty focused.
I was going to ask you about that life insurance business, because it suffered in the first half of the year, as you say, on a spike in an unusual high-value mortality claim rate. Is that a result of an aging client base, or is there more to it than that?
No. In fact, in the first 6 months, we were pretty clear. There were a small number of very large claims. I think some of our reinsurance structures needed to be reworked and restructured. We did that. And in fact, in the second 6 months, the claims came down to expectation. You do, in very difficult times, get high levels of claims, you get high levels of disability claims. That's fairly normal. So there is kind of a seasonality or a kind of a volatility. But in reality, the experience, I think, has been very good. We had that spike. We're pretty clear. We're bringing it under control. We did. Mm-hmm. But that does affect earnings for the year.
Okay.
But beside that, I think Discovery Life had actually a very good period, pretty robust performance.
Of course, your business model works by tracking client behavior, from what food they buy to their exercise habits to how they drive, and awarding points based on that. Adrian, have you noticed any dramatic shifts in behavior as consumers look to anything to save and kind of lower their expense line?
You know, we've seen considerable engagement in the program. Now, are they doing that for the pure health issues, or are they doing it for the benefits that may save them money? It's probably a bit of both. But I actually think if you look at all of our businesses through the cycle, the behavior has been quite predictable. We've seen nothing dramatically different.
Okay.
So we're quite pleased that the level of engagement is remarkable.
With that being said, Discovery Insure doubling its profit for the year, but new business remaining flat. So what kind of levers are you pulling there, or is it a pure push of premiums?
No, it's a complete focus on quality throughout. So in the case of Discovery Insure, I think the growth is very strong. There were a few channels of distribution we felt the quality was not good. We shut them down. So that minus 1% kind of reduction in new business was a function of that. I think we expect considerable growth in this year. So Discovery Insure, I think the product, the receptivity, how people are taking to the driving, the application has been remarkable. So I think it's very well positioned for the year ahead. The profit and quality is really tremendous.
Let's leave it there, Adrian. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Adrian Gore is CEO of Discovery.